And now, two movies that take laughter seriously. Joker, Folie à Deux, starring Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, and Saturday Night, recreating the very first night of Saturday Night Live. Critic Bob Mondello says the two films are differently theatrical and pointedly insane.
Joker, Folie à Deux starts with a Joker-style Looney Tune, an appropriately violent and stylized way to lay in Joker's backstory, the childhood abuse and scary clown murder spree that landed Arthur Fleck in a mental institution. Then we meet Arthur in his cell, being taunted by guards.
Hey, Fleck, you got a joke for us today?
The joke, as it happens, will be on moviegoers who don't know they've signed on for a full-blown musical. Joaquin Phoenix, skeletal and haunted, is every bit as eerie as he was while winning an Oscar in the first Joker, but this time a fellow patient, Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn, sparks something in him. Musical fantasies that offer him escape and offer her access to his fame.
When I first saw Joker, when I saw you,
the whole world smiled with you.
For once in my life, I didn't feel so alone anymore.
Both characters are psychopaths, obsessed with celebrity and chaos.
You should see it out there. Going crazy for you.
Read into that whatever real-world parallels you like. Director Todd Phillips channels their yearnings into initially whispered show tunes.
Hallelujah, come on, get happy. Ready for the judgment.
That erupt into ever darker production numbers. Gaga has to pull way back to make these work, while Phoenix really puts himself out there, both singing and at one point tap dancing.
I got the sneaking suspicion that we're not giving the people what they want.
It's okay, baby.
I mean, that's entertainment.
Let's give the people what they want.
As to whether any of this adds to your understanding of the characters, not really. Nor is it what you'd call rousing, though it's certainly beautifully staged. Joker Folie à Deux maybe is a folly, but credit the filmmakers with taking a big swing and crossing up genre expectations. In the world of comic book movies, that should count for something.
We need everyone in togas! Everyone down to the 8th floor now!
From Joker to Jokesters. Specifically, in Jason Reitman's comedy Saturday Night, the young comedians whose brand of counterculture insanity transformed late-night television 49 years ago next week.
Chevy Chase, Gilda Radner, Dan Ayika, how the f*** do you pronounce this?
Ackroyd.
The film starts as the cast is gathering, and still signing contracts, at 10 p.m., 90 minutes before their debut. The show is so unheralded that the NBC doorman doesn't even know about it.
My name is Lorne Michaels, I'm the producer of Saturday Night.
The whole night?
Yeah, the whole night.
Michaels has proposed a mix of sketches, spoof commercials, and music, all performed live, a format now so common on cable shows that it's hard to imagine how foreign it seemed to button-down broadcasters in 1975.
Rocky, there's no way these kids are going to hit their mark, so you better be wide enough to catch them all.
Especially to the skeptical NBC exec who's got 50 affiliates in town.
Gentlemen, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough.
He's an old hand who's entirely prepared to cut to a rerun of Johnny Carson if, or the way he's figuring it, when all else fails.
I can only imagine what must be running through your mind. The thought, no matter how improbable, that you might not make it to air.
Hadn't even occurred to me.
Really? I heard that you were having some technical difficulties.
Not that I know of.
Your writers were stoned, your actors were physically assaulting each other. The sound system was down and a fire broke out earlier.
All true.
I'm sure you have it all under control.
He does not. The crazy is considerable, and filmmaker Jason Reitman recreates it with a terrific cast based on interviews with everyone still around who would talk to him about it.
You just have to make it to air.
He started with an advantage. His father, director Ivan Reitman, worked with quite a few of these Saturday Night Live legends. Still, the task was daunting, finding folks who looked and sounded enough, like John Belushi, Andy Kaufman, Lorraine Newman, and the rest, who could also act and do comedy. To a gratifying extent, he's managed, with the result that Saturday Night feels live. I'm Bob Mondello.